What normally happens in chapel, of course, is that we are directed to consider certain words that are found in Scripture. What I plan to do this morning initially, however, is to direct our attention to some words that are not found in Scripture. At least not in the New King James or the King James or the Revised Standard or the English Standard versions. It's not that these words are all that unusual. Actually, they're found quite commonly in everyday speech. As a matter of fact, they are words that have been used in connection with some relatively recent incidents. Still, the Holy Spirit did not make use of them in Scripture when speaking of God's control of things in the world. And that's a very good thing, for the absence of these words is a source of great comfort. The words, accident and mishap. Despite the frequent use of these words in everyday speech among humans, they are not words which the Lord uses in connection with the things that he allows to transpire in this world. And one of the passages which explains their absence is found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. This is the English Standard Version. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. So what is an accident or a mishap, as the terms are commonly used? I mean, typically when we use those words, we are describing something which took place that nobody intended to have happen, or something that happened which felt like it fell out of control. And when speaking about ourselves, there's plenty of reason to use those words. In our sin-weakened condition, we sometimes think unwisely or do things without thinking at all about them and their outcome. We sometimes do things which have unintended negative consequences. Commonly then, and legitimately, referring to those events as accidents. We didn't mean for those to happen. And if we human beings were the only ones with any influence over our lives would be nothing but one big mess. An existence out of control. But in fact, we are not the only ones who have an influence over the events in our lives. We're not even the ones who have the biggest influence over the events in our lives. God is. And it is in connection with his dealings that the Bible never uses the words accident or mishap. Even though the greatness with which God created human beings crumbled at the time of the fall, he remains in command. And that's significant, for it means that even though we are out of control in so many ways, our lives aren't. Even though the world has lost its grip because of sin, the activities and events in the world are still very much firmly in the hand of the Almighty One. Even though it seems at times as though events in our lives transpire haphazardly, we're told there are, in fact, no accidents from God's point of view. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father? Jesus looks to a sparrow to make a point that so easily flies right past us, namely that everything that happens to everything is under control. Not ours, but God's. Jesus singles out one of the most insignificant parts of creation, a little bird, and explains how God's control is so extensive and expansive that that little bird can't even fall to the ground unless God allows it. And if that's true of a small member of the animal kingdom, how much more true isn't it for the children of God by faith? In a sense, therefore, there are no such things as accidents, no such things as events that should not ever have happened. For an event can take place only if God allows it to. I mentioned earlier that the word accident has been used in connection with some relatively recent events. Last Friday, the word was part of a headline that I saw online, which spoke of this accident, in quotes, that a 3-year-old slipped and fell into one of the Yellowstone National Park's thermal features. And of course, about 6 weeks ago, there was the life-threatening bicycle accident involving our brother Ashton. As such accounts are narrated and reported, it's very natural for the word accident to come into the conversation. And if we use that word as a way to refer to an incident that no one intended to play out in that particular way, that's a legitimate use of the word. But if we use the term to refer to an incident as something which should not have ever happened, then that term doesn't really fit, does it? Not one of the sparrows will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Not one child slips and experiences injury unless the Lord allows it to happen. No one unintended turn of a vehicle causes someone harm unless the Lord allows it. Jesus provides great comfort when he points out that nothing just happens. Nothing occurs simply by chance. Rather, he shows that God is in control of every detail. Paul states that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. If we were inclined to coin a new term, a new word, we might replace the word mishap with his hap. For the Lord is in control of all the world's affairs. Nothing can happen unless he allows it. Nothing takes place in that sense by mistake. And the fact that he is in complete control is only the beginning of the comfort. For the one who is in control of all things is perfect, meaning that every one of his decisions is wise. After he has determined some course of event for our lives, God never looks back and says, oops, or, ooh, that didn't work out so well. For his determinations are always best. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, we're told, and holy in all his works. And as if to remove all uncertainty then, that the Lord's control will always be to our benefit, Jesus speaks in one of the warmest of ways. Not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Jesus refers to the controller of all creation as the Father of all who believe. And as the one who is our Father by faith in Christ, he is governing all things in a way that is prompted by love. He's not a distant, uninterested judge who just arbitrarily causes this to happen and allows this to take place. Rather, he is the personal Father who is interested in every detail of our lives and who determines the course of events with our eternal interests in mind. It's impossible to know the reason why the Lord allowed a 3-year-old to slip into what was called a thermal feature at Yellowstone. Fortunately, she survived, or he survived. I don't know if it was a he or she. But we do know for sure in the case of our Christian brother Ashton, that when the Lord allowed that dramatic bicycle incident to take place, he was dealing with him in love and continues to control things only with Ashton's best and eternal interests in mind. That was no accident from God's point of view, but was part of the Savior's perfect plan for one of his dearly loved sheep. Scripture encourages all Christians to rest easy in the realization that events don't just happen. The Lord is in control, and he does not control by trial and error, but in perfect wisdom. And the motivation behind every one of his decisions is deep love for his people. The Lord's caring way of dealing with his people. It's no accident. And we sing of his control this morning in the form of hymn 39, the first two stanzas. Hymn 39, stanzas 1 and 2.